put it in the comments as well, or just show up a couple of screenshots of it, so that way you guys can see it. But yeah, any other things for Mo?
Oh, you pretty much covered it.
All right. So, on to the next topic, which let me put myself into light because I'm looking a little dark. We're talking about the 2K League's tip off. Oh my god, this fucking blur shit is annoying me. Okay, so if y'all ask why my room is a little messy, it's because I'm about to go on deployment. So, oh well, too bad. We had to record. So we're talking about the 2K League tip-off tournament, right? So this is the beginning of the 2K League Season 5. So if you haven't checked out the 2K League so far, yes, you could get into it now. So the backstory of the 2K League is the NBA and Take-Two or the NBA 2K video game. They came together, they made an esports game, and it's a five. It was previously a 5v5, their pro-am game mode, now in the esports format, where players will get scouted during the off season, get drafted during the off season, and now they're playing for money. And now for season 5, they added in 3v3 and 5v5. So that's the NBA 2K League for you. So it's the NBA League's esports. Their way of getting into esports.
Just gonna throw it out there. Should have kept that six man. A lot of people suspended.
We're definitely gonna get into that. But for the tip off, this is a tip off tournament. So with a tournament, you have group stages. So let me say the group stages. For the West side, Group A, we have the Timberwolves, we have the Jazz, the Pistons, the Blazers, the Lakers, the Cavs. For the West B side, we have the Pacers. Did I say Pacers twice? I don't think.
Yep.
Alright, so sorry. It's the Pistons. Pacers are on the B side. So for the B side, we have the Pacers, the Warriors, the Kings, the Mavs, the Bucks, and this new team that is a esport team that's new to the league called Deuce Gaming. Very big in the Spain and very big in Spain, very big in Mexico. Side of the world, Duke's esports gaming esports organization. So, for the East, on the C group, we have the reigning, defending, two-time back-to-back NBA 2K League champions, Wizards District Gaming. We have Gen G. Tigers, we have the 76ers. Gen G is another esports organization, but they've been in the league for a while. But anyways, Gen G, we have the 76ers, we have Boston Celtics, we have Hawks Talent, and we have Heat Check Gaming. And then for Group D East, we have Hornets Venom, Nets Gaming Crew, Knicks, Raptors Uprising, Grizzlies, and Magic. With that being said, Ramon, you and I both have been following the league for a while now. I've been following it since season one. You've been trying to keep up with it since season one as well, right? You've been keeping up with the league as well, all these suspensions.
Everybody gets suspended left and right. It's crazy.
Yep.
Like every other day, they said, like, player conduct. I don't know if he messaged a girlfriend of one of the other teams. And I guess she must have snitched on him and found out that he got suspended from that. And the gambling one, those are the ones that get me. You can't gamble and stuff. Doesn't make sense.
Yep. I definitely agree. It doesn't make sense. If you're going to gamble, Don't use your same email. Just use a family member's email. If you got a girlfriend, use her email and then just have that shit on your phone. And then, or just don't even have the app on your phone.
Or how about there's a thing called you can just have your if you want to make bets. It's not like say I'm in the league and I'd be like, hey Zach, make this bet for me.
It's simple. You could call. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you use your girlfriend, you use your friend, and you use their account, and or you tell them just like, hey, go make this bet for me, stuff like that. You don't use your name, you don't use your account, because the league obviously is keeping up with that shit and tracking these people down, and they're getting suspended.
And then with that, it's like you get drafted. Like, you do know that they're gonna keep up with this. Like, once you're drafted. It's not like, oh, you're going to get drafted and they're going to stop keeping tabs on you.
Yep. But.
Now, like I said, the person who was flirting with some other team or their team's girlfriend and that was.
Hey, man. I got nothing to say on that one. I do not know. I'm not involved in that one. I wasn't digging deep into that one right there. So, hey, whatever you know or whatever you found on Twitter is whatever.
Yeah.
That's on you, bro. I'm not saying anything on that. Yeah. But anyways, four out of the six teams can make it out of the group. Who do you think is making it out of Group A?
What are the Group A teams again?
So
group I know you. Well, I know the Wizards. I'll take the Wizards. Wait,
hold on. Let's go in order here. Let's go in order here. So let's not skip around, because you definitely just skipped around. So Group A West, right? It was Wolves, Jazz, Pistons, Blazers, Lakers, Cavs. Four teams out of the six can make it out of the group and then get into stage play. Let's call it stage play. So
Wolves, Jazz, go with the Pistons. Shout out Bag Motion and the Blazers.
Okay, I second that list. I'm going with that list. I'm going to say Wolves, Jazz, Pistons, Blazers. And by the way, also with the schedule, everybody has to play everybody at least once. You have to play everybody in your group once. Or I think you might have to play somebody twice. I can't remember who. I kind of looked at the schedule. I kind of skipped the schedule. But I know for sure you have to play at least everybody once. And then they go from there. With that being said, let's go to Group B, West teams. Which is being called the Group of Death. We have the Pacers, Warriors, Kings, Mavs, Bucks, Dukes. Or was A the Group of Death? No, it was B.
You said Kings, Mavs, Pacers. What are the other teams?
So Pacers, Warriors, Kings, Mavs, Bucks, Deuce Gaming.
Pacers, Warriors, Kings, Mavs, and Bucks.
You take it. Wow. Pacers, Warriors, Kings, Mavs. 1, 2. Pacers, Warriors, Kings, Mavs. That's 4. And then you said Bucks? That's 5. 4 out of 6.
Oh, take out. Yeah, the first 4 I said. Not the Bucks.
Okay. I'm taking Pacers, Warriors, Kings. Well, yeah, I'm taking the same. Pacers, Warriors, Kings, Mavs. I'm taking them. Because I just don't know how the Bucks and Dukes are gonna play, because this is with Dukes, it's a brand new team that's just getting used to the. Even though they do have some older players that's been in the league and stuff like that, coaching wise, franchise wise, this is a brand new team. And I'm gonna be very interested to see. And like I said, this is gonna be a very tough group. I don't think the Bucks and Dukes are gonna be able to just mainly bring up the firepower or keep up with scoring or get defensive stops. Like somehow, like how all these other teams is. I think the group winner is going to be the Warriors, but the Warriors and Pacers are going to be neck and neck, like a game apart. It really depends on how the Pacers and the Warriors play each other, or whoever wins that game, because that's going to be your group leader. Kings, I'm going to be very interested to see, because Kings have a lot of hype behind them now that Mamba and Walnut are back. And then you also add Crushin, who crushes being seen as the best defensive lock in the league. His name is up there. And then Kings are going to be very interested to see, but I still think the Pacers and the Warriors are on a different level than the Kings. Mavs, they're a very young team, but and they got a whole bunch of new players. With the Mavs, it's just, I think they're better than at least the Bucks and Dukes, and they're just going to make it out of the group just simply because they're better than the Bucks and Dukes. So, with the East, C group, we have Wizards, District, Gen G, 76ers, Celtics, Hawks, and Heat Check, which is being called the East side of Group of Death, I guess. Who do you have coming out of Group C?
Wizards, Heat Check, GNG, and the other two teams.
You said Wizards, GNG, Heat Check, and then your other teams are 76ers, Celtics, Hawks.
Hawks.
Okay. Well, this is where we're going different, buddy. I'm going Wizards, GG, 76ers, and I'm taking Celtics. I'm not taking Heat Check in the tip off. They never do well in the. I'm a Heat fan. They never do well in a tip off. I don't think that's gonna change. They're getting used to each other. Scrims. I keep getting scrim news, and Heat Check is getting smacked. Smacked around. I just feel like it's gonna be a whole new team. They're still trying to figure out who's the man. They gotta show me this. This is one of the teams they gotta show me something. And with Atlanta, I feel like it's gonna be close between Atlanta and the Hawks. It's gonna be close between the Hawks and the Celtics. But the Celtics defense is gonna be able to make a stop at the end, and slow down in a very close game. I feel like those two are gonna be close games. It's really gonna depend on the Celtics defense versus the Hawks high, scoring capabilities and stuff like that. So, I would bank on the Celtics defense before the Hawks' offense. And then with Group D, which is basically being seen as the lesser of all these groups, we have Hornets, Nets, Knicks, Raptors, Grizzlies, Magic. So who do you have coming out of Group D?
Hornets, Raptors, Knicks, and the other team, last two.
You said Hornets. You have Hornets, Knicks, Hornets, Nets, Knicks, Raptors, Grizzlies, Magic.
Grizzlies. BP.
All right. Interesting. So I'm going with Hornets, Knicks, Raptors.
Same thing.
I don't know, because I just can't tell between the Nets, the Grizzlies, and the Magic. Like, who would? I'm gonna go with the Nets. I'm gonna go with the Nets. Hornets, Nets, Knicks, Raptors. Now when we get to the tournament stage, right? So when we So that's going to be the group stage, and that's who's everybody's going to get in the tournament. And this is going to be a 5v5 tournament. I don't think... No, there's not amateur teams in a 5v5, but there is amateur teams in a 3v3 right now. And they're playing for, I think they said 150K or something like that. Something like that. They're playing for a lot of money. Thanks to Coinbase and whatnot. We still haven't seen the PlayStation 5 side of the 3v3. So, I feel like it's going to be a lot of good teams that's coming out for the PlayStation 5 side. I saw that, who's the rapper? Who's
the damn rapper? All the stuff that's been going on so far, that's been Xbox?
That was the Xbox side. They're doing P5 this weekend.
You sure?
Yeah.
For the Sworn. Yeah. Anonymous and Quavo and them were hit. They was on the P5 side. Could be wrong. Bullet TV.
What I've been told was that was the Xbox side.
Okay. Well, that I don't get how people are getting like, you know the rules for this. How are you playing on another account that you didn't sign up for? You're talking about Bullet TV team. I think he got disqualified because somebody used a different gamer tag than what they signed up for with. Oh, wait, bro.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't get it. That's weird. And then some of the teams that's losing are like getting like invites, I guess, to the next one, or like guaranteed invites or something like that.
Yeah, the runner ups are getting they're not getting money, but they're getting like an opportunity to win some more money. Like they're still being able to play in the tournament. You know what I'm saying? So the winner gets the money and still gets to go to the tournament. The runner up doesn't get any money but get to go to the tournament.
They get another chance.
They get another chance.
Basically.
But the winner has whatever money they got from the amateur side.
Oh yeah.
And now the winner is going to like the pro side, the stage side. And now they're competing for more money.
Some of these celebrity teams that are kind of probably get put together, or they'll try to play or whatever.
If you think about it, that gives you more opportunity, right? So like you think about it, like if there was an Xbox side and there was a P5 side, imagine if they were only saying like if you could only play with like, oh, you can only play with P5 and shit like that and blah blah blah. That amateur tournament wouldn't be fair. I would rather have it like you could have Xbox side and then you could have the P5 side, because it's not knocking you, but like once you basically get to like the stage, the tournament side, now you have to play with P5 because the league builds are on P5. Like every day is played with P5. There is no modded controller. With PC, how they used to do before PlayStation sponsored the league and whatever, you used to be able to go play with Xbox or P5 because it was on PC. Now it's only P5, and that's it. So it's gonna be it's gonna be different for the Xbox guys, because now they gotta get used to play with a P5 controller if they never even touched a P5 controller, which is some people never even touched the P5 side. So enough about the 2K League.